It was a cult sustained by constant propaganda. All across Europe, towns were named after him. The modern Saragossa is the city of Caesar Augustus, while Augsburg, Autun, and Aosta all derive from Augustus. His head was on coins, and everywhere there were statues. But the British Museum's head is a head from no ordinary statue. It takes us into another story, one that shows a darker side of the imperial narrative, for it tells us not only of Rome's might, but of the problems that threatened and occasionally overwhelmed it. This head was once part of a complete statue that stood on Rome's most southerly frontier, on the border between modern Egypt and Sudan, probably in the town of Syene near Aswan. It's a region that's always been a geopolitical fault line, where the Mediterranean world clashes with Africa. In 25 BC, so the writer Strabo tells us, an invading army from the Sudanese kingdom of Meroe, led by the fierce one-eyed queen Candace, captured a series of Roman forts and towns in southern Egypt. Candace and her army took our statue back to the city of Meroe and buried the severed head of the glorious Augustus beneath the steps of a temple dedicated to victory. It was a superbly calculated insult. From now on, everybody walking up the steps and into the temple would literally be crushing the Roman emperor under their feet. And if you look closely again at the head, you can see tiny grains of sand from the African desert still embedded in the surface of the bronze, a badge of shame still visible on the glory of Rome.